From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The International Atomic Energy Agency has certified that Iran met the provisions of a nuclear deal crafted by world powers, a move that cleared the way for Tehran to get relief from international sanctions. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke late Saturday in Vienna.
The United States and the EU will immediately lift nuclear-related sanctions, expanding the horizon of opportunity for the Iranian people. And I have even tonight, before coming over here, signed a number of documents over those sanctions that the State Department has jurisdiction over in order to effect that lifting.
Iran now has access to assets that have been frozen in foreign banks, assets estimated to be valued upwards of $50 billion. Tehran also free to expand trade with other countries. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani had campaigned on a pledge to reform his country's economy. Freedom from crippling sanctions has been a key component of that pledge. Iran and the United States each released prisoners Saturday, and a complex swap agreed just before the diplomats in Vienna were set to declare implementation of the nuclear pact. Five Americans are being freed. U.S. is releasing seven Iranians who were either already in prison or facing criminal charges for violating economic sanctions. Burkina Faso has declared 3 days of mourning following an attack in their capital that killed at least 29 people from 18 different countries. The dead included six Canadians, two French, two Swiss, and one American citizen. Scores of people were wounded. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. Indonesia's national police chief has announced a number of suspected Islamic State loyalists have been arrested in connection with the first IS attack in the world's most populous Muslim country. VOA's correspondent Steve Herman reporting now from Jakarta.
In response to Thursday's attack linked to the Islamic State group, Indonesia will bar those who have joined the terror outfit in the Middle East from returning home. And on Saturday, the government belatedly began shutting down websites and social media accounts of violent extremists. The five attackers died after managing to kill only two people, both unarmed civilians. Many in the intelligence community, as well as security analysts, expect violent actions in the name of Islamic State again here soon, perhaps with far more lethal consequences. Steve Herman, VOA News, Jakarta.
The new Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, backed by China as a potential rival to the World Bank, as well as other international lenders, opened in Beijing on Saturday. 57 member nations have contributed $100 billion in capital for that bank to make it nearly half the size of the World Bank. China provided 30% of the new bank's capital, the largest share. AIIB is the first multilateral bank that does not have the United States and Japan as partners. Taiwan voters elected Tsai Ing-wen Saturday as their first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party, which has focused heavily on growing relations with China since coming to power 8 years ago. VOA's William Ide has more now from Taipei.
Tsai Ing-wen's independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party not only won the presidency in the election, but a majority in the legislature for the first time, a development that could have a big impact on economic policies with China. Tsai has pledged to maintain peace and stable relations with the world's second-largest economy, but also is demanding that the vote and will of Taiwan's people not be overlooked. Tsai will not be sworn into office until May 20th, but the new legislature will be sworn into office in early February, when Tsai becomes Taiwan's president, dealing with the island's biggest trading partner, China, and helping strengthen a faltering economy, as well as wage stagnation, are some of the key challenges she will face. Bill Ide, VOA News, Taipei, Taiwan.
U.S. health officials have linked a baby born with brain damage at a hospital in Hawaii to the state's first known case of Zika virus, mosquito-borne disease tied to serious birth defects in thousands of babies born recently in Brazil and elsewhere in Latin America. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.